You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The FBI is digging more deeply into Detroit's demolition program, one of Mayor Mike Duggan's centerpiece programs. On Wednesday, agents took computers and documents from the offices of the Detroit Land Bank Authority. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is with us now. Sarah, remind everyone just what the Land Bank does.
So the land bank is actually not technically part of the city government. It's a public authority, but it does have very close ties to the city government, obviously, and particularly to Mayor Mike Duggan. What the land bank does, and it's been around for a while, but Duggan has made it much more prominent under his administration, is it sort of serves as a central clearinghouse for all of the it's supposed to serve as a central clearinghouse for all the vacant properties and issues that Detroit has had with blight. It's supposed to be like, hey, the land bank will sort of take these properties, you know, under its own umbrella and figure out what to do with them. And that'll be a much quicker and more efficient way of tackling the longstanding issues Detroit has had with blight.
And there's a lot of federal money used in all of this.
Yes. Well, in terms of these demolitions, the land bank has done the majority, I think about 80% of the more than 10,000 that Duggan has done in the past not quite 3 years under his administration. But the land bank has received about, or Detroit has received, and other cities throughout Michigan have gotten a lot of federal money from what's called the Hardest Hit Fund, which is a U.S. Treasury federal program. And that was initially meant to help people who were facing foreclosure to stay out of foreclosure. But the feds actually said, allowed them to reprogram this money and say this can be used for blight demolition. So in Detroit's case, so far, they've used almost $130 million on demolitions from Hardest Hit, and they've been appropriated about twice that going forward.
So what do we think of? What are these investigations about? How much do we know?
Well, we certainly don't know everything, but it's been widely reported and it's widely understood that they're looking into allegations of potential bid rigging, especially at the very beginning when the demolitions first started to heat up, that certain contractors were favored over others, even brought into conversations very early, and that whole bid process was really not appropriate. We also know the land bank admitted last month that, in fact, you know, as a result of its own internal investigation, that it misused some federal funds and that someone somewhere, was dealt with appropriately for doing that, misused them by using federal funds for expenses that federal funds should not have been used for. So it seems like there's a whole bunch of things going on here. We're not quite sure of the whole scope.
And we know the U.S. Treasury Department, it was kind of had the land bank in its doghouse, right? It suspended the city's demolition program from August to October.
Yeah, they did. And that came as kind of a big surprise to everyone. I think when Mayor Duggan announced last month that that had happened, he announced it not when the program was suspended, but when, in fact, the money, the federal money, was restored. But it had was revealed that it had been suspended because both the Michigan State Housing Development Authority and the Treasury had looked into how the land bank did business, and they found a whole number of problems with it. And they didn't restore that funding until they had put some new watchdogs and controls in place.
So kind of here we are, the spotlight back on the land bank. What happened on Wednesday?
So we were finally, after sort of long day of trying to get straight what had happened, it turned out apparently that what had happened is that the FBI basically went to the land bank and some people from the land bank were there and handed them a whole bunch of information, reportedly, you know, everything from documents to computer hard drives to whatever other information they were looking for. We don't exactly know the scope of that. It's not clear yet if a search warrant was in fact executed or how this was all arranged. But what it appears to be is that this ongoing probe into the land bank, which we knew that the FBI had started earlier this year, really seems to be picking up speed at this point.
And what are we hearing from the U.S. Attorney's Office?
They're being quite tight-lipped about all this. All they will say is that the land bank and the city has been cooperating with this investigation and that it is an ongoing investigation. But we should probably know more next month when there's a circuit court hearing. A division of the Treasury has issued subpoenas, but so far they've been kept under wraps. But those may be revealed, and it's expected at that point that we'll probably get some more insight into sort of the status and nature of the whole federal investigation, at least.
And has there been any comment from anyone from the land bank?
There has been, but it's been pretty boilerplate comment just to say that we can't really comment on an ongoing investigation, and we've been fully cooperating with with those investigations.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick bringing us up to date as the Detroit Land Bank turns over computers and documents to federal investigators as this probe widens. Thank you so much for being with us, Sarah.
Thank you.